Be Love Now by Ram Dass. Imagine feeling more love from someone than you've ever known. You're being loved more than your mother loved you when you were an infant, more than you were ever loved by your father, your child, or your most intimate lover, anyone. This lover doesn't need anything from you, isn't looking for personal gratification, and only wants your complete fulfillment. You are loved just for being who you are. Just for existing. You don't have to do anything to earn it. Your shortcomings, your lack of self-esteem, physical perfection, or social and economic success, none of that matters. No one can take this love away from you, and it will always be here. Imagine that being in this love is like relaxing endlessly into a warm bath that surrounds and supports your every moment so that every thought and feeling is permeated by it. You feel as though you're dissolving into love. Well, this love is actually part of you. It's always flowing through you. It's like the subatomic texture of the universe, the dark matter that connects everything. When you tune into that flow, you'll feel it in your own heart, not your physical heart or your emotional heart, but your spiritual heart, the place you point to in your chest when you say, "I am." This is your deeper heart, your intuitive heart. It's the place where the higher mind, pure awareness, the subtler emotions, and your soul identity all come together, and you connect to the universe, where presence and love are. Unconditional love really exists in each of us. It's part of our deep inner being. It's not so much an active emotion as a state of being. It's not, "I love you for this or that reason." It's not, "I love you if you love me." It's love for no reason, love without an object. It's just sitting in love, a love that incorporates the chair and the room and permeates everything around. The thinking mind is extinguished in love. So if I go into the place in myself that's love, and you go into the place in yourself that's love, we're together in love, then you and I are truly in love, in the state of being love. That's the entrance to oneness.